Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back, friends, to the Steelers Hangover on BTSC's Family of Podcasts. My name is Brian Anthony Davis. Tony DeFio is alongside with me. The Steelers are 6-0 for the first time since 1978 after squeaking out a win against the Tennessee Titans on Sunday of this week. If you're listening a few days in advance, I don't want to say yesterday, but the Steelers beat the Titans 27-24. Tony, it's a good hangover, my friend.
Very good hangover. Very good hangover. As I said in the first half, this proves that to me anyway, that they are for real. I mean, you know, and I thought they were for real anyway. I mean, mediocre teams don't go 5-0 against other mediocre teams. They probably lose two or three of those games along the way. So the fact that they were 5-0 going into Sunday's game told me that they were, it told me that they were for real. But if I doubted it, if anybody else doubted it, what they did to the Titans winning that game, even though they faced a lot of adversity at the end, it tells me that this team is a legit Super Bowl contender, and they put a nice down payment on doing some very special things in January.
So let's go ahead in the last 10 minutes of the show. Let's have you get your questions ready. We are going to revisit the Steelers Q&A. So get those in, and we will do our best to read all of them. Now, Ezra says this. I said it before. If Ben is throwing 40 to 50 times a game, it's going to be a long day. Tony, did he need to be throwing that much yesterday?
To me, it didn't bother me all that much. I don't think that was the issue. I just think they just the Titans are a good team, and they adjusted. And I think if they would have tried to run it a lot in the second half, the offense would have probably struggled too, because I think that the Titans are a juggernaut, and it was their time to make a comeback in the second half, and they did. I don't think that's the issue. Ben's thrown 40 plus times before. I think he's done that a couple times this season. It didn't bother them. So what's the difference between 35 and 40? Not much. And that's pretty much what he averages every week. So I don't think that was the issue. I just think the Titans made adjustments in the second half on defense, and the Steelers couldn't readjust to what they were doing.
Michael Toole says last season, Bush's sideline to sideline speed and instincts kept Lamar in check for most of the game. Now we don't have that speed in the middle, and that worries me a bit. Yeah, we don't have that speed, but we got to find a way to make it up in other ways. I got to tell you this. I think with Robert Spillane in there, that they're a lot more dangerous against the run, Tony. And I still think there's a possibility that you see the Steelers make a call and give up a fourth round, a fifth round pick for someone struggling with the Jets, not struggling, but somebody on a struggling team like the Jets, maybe the Broncos. You see a team like the Jaguars, anybody that's looking to sell off some talent, you might see that, Tony.
Yeah. I mean, anything's possible. They proved it last year. If they're willing to go out and get a Minkah Fitzpatrick after Sean Davis got injured, then even with Ben out for the year, when they could have very easily packed it in, now that they're 6-0, if they feel like that there's a move out there that could improve their chances of having a great regular season and postseason, they're going to do it. But what I liked about Sunday's game is not just Robert Spillane, but I like the fact that UG3 got a lot of time in there, and I loved the way Cam Sutton played yesterday. You know, in place of Mike Hilton, that just shows me that there's so many guys that they can utilize to replace Devin Bush. Like I said on Saturday on my show, it's going to take a village, and it looks like they have a lot of decent parts to make up for that absence. So, you know, I'm not as worried as I was going into Sunday about Devin Bush. I'm still worried. I think he's a valuable player and he's going to be a big loss, but I think more than ever that they might be able to make up for it.
I've seen this team go deep into the playoffs with Jerry Olsavsky in there at middle linebacker or inside linebacker at the time. I've seen this team take some guys. They've lost some players. They've lost Le'Veon Bell. And next thing you know, a guy who wasn't playing was playing a lot. It was D'Angelo Williams. I've seen next man up work so many times for this team. So I'm just going to say this. You know, you don't want to lose any player, but I feel pretty good with Robert Spillane in there. Definitely against the run. You're playing another run-heavy team again, but it's a different kind of run-heavy team with Lamar Jackson. We'll just see how it goes. But I don't think it's one player that is going to lose this game for the Steelers on defense, because they are a defensive unit as a whole. I think without Devin Bush, this is still one of the finest front sevens in the league. So we'll go ahead and say that. Dallas Quinley says this, Tony, our special teams were special. Tony, Ray McLeod is not the only reason this team is fantastic on special teams, but he's a big part of it. Besides Ray, well, talk about Ray and then talk about what else is so special about these special teams.
I like the fact that I think their coverage units are both. I mean, obviously kickoffs, so many of them get kicked out of the end zone. That's not much of a factor, but yesterday they tried a lot of short kickoffs, a lot of coffin corner kind of kickoffs, and they covered it. Sometimes that can come back and bite you with a 35 or 40 yard return. But yesterday they were stopping the Titans at the 10, 15. They weren't even letting them get to the 20. And of course, you know, Boswell has just been lights out. As bad as the punting has been through five, how bad it was through the first 5 weeks with Dustin Colquitt, it wasn't that much of a hindrance because of the coverage units. I mean, guys like Chase Claypool are just playing lights out, and that, or at least he was before he became a bigger star, a bigger part of the offense. But overall, I mean, like Marcus Allen, those guys are, you can see how the difference that they're making on special teams, and Ray McLeod. I was skeptical of him just because of the whole Johnny Holton experience from 2019. But I mean, he's the real deal. He's the real deal. And there's no need to put Deontay Johnson back there ever again. As long as Ray McLeod is here, he has the ability or the chance to be a special return guy for in the NFL moving forward.
If Ray turns one way, he takes it all the way to the house, and that would be absolutely incredible. I'm just dying to see this guy get in the end zone. He's earning it. I remember a couple years ago, it looked like when Ryan Switzer came into the league, when he came to the Steelers, it looked like he was more of a jitterbug back then, and it seemed like he was going to break one, and he never did, but he had some nice returns. It pales in comparison to what we're seeing in Ray McLeod. He just looks absolutely phenomenal. I love what we're doing with this guy. Tony, with Ray there, I agree with you. Deontay Johnson, as much of a spark as he is, he's shown that he is, I don't want to say he's prone to injury, but he's dealt with injuries. So I wouldn't want to see him, you know, have to absorb any more hits with guys coming straight on to him. So let's go ahead and try to hope that that Ray Ray's there the rest of the year. Ryan O'Toole, fans are finally getting off Danny Smith's butt. Maybe the past problems were more than players than his coaching. Maybe, but I tell you what, I hope that this is not an aberration, and I hope you're absolutely right. I just know that we've seen a lot of, let's say this, we've seen the special teams be more of a liability than something that it's a huge benefit right now. It's a huge feature of this team, so let's keep that going. Not to be outdone, let's mention Chris Boswell as well, having another phenomenal year. Now, the punting situation, which you brought up, Jordan Berry is back. I would probably think that he's around for the rest of the season. Our touchdown under guys from Australia, one's celebrating, one's not, but hey, they've got another Aussie here with the Pittsburgh Steelers, so they could bring back the Jordan Berry stat of the week, and you can check that show out on Saturdays as well, right before you listen to Steelers Brunch with Tony. But the punting, something interesting came up today, and this is the source. I'm not going to even bring up his name. It's alliteration in the name. I think he's a complete fool in as far as a Pittsburgh columnist, but former professional wrestling announcer, Pittsburgh loudmouth, not going to mention his name, but he brought up another guy that has been dabbling in professional wrestling this year with AEW, saying that his sources say that Pat McAfee could be returning to the league and to the Steelers. Now, I am not endorsing that at all. I'm not saying that this is fact. It's just a huge rumor that's floating out there. Have you heard this crazy rumor, Tony?
Briefly last week, and I think it was from the same guy that you referred to. I mean, McAfee has such a good thing going now with his media career. I don't know why he'd want to do it. I mean, obviously, a punter is not, you're going to make more money doing that than what he's doing. And you don't have to take the hits that, a running back or somebody like that would take in the NFL. But if he comes back, he comes back. I don't know. I mean, was he Ray Guy? I mean, he's a fun guy. I love him.
He entertains
me. Oh yeah. He's funny. I mean, if it happens, it happens, but it's not something I'm worried about or hoping happens. I mean, just other than for the fact that he'd be entertaining as heck to have on the football team.
He absolutely would, but we don't need entertainment. We just need wins. I think Jordan Berry has, the first half of last season, he was punting really well. Hopefully maybe the break has been good to him. So let's hope that Jordan Berry does well. But right now it seems like Jordan Berry might be the unsexiest supermodel of the Steelers right now, because there's a lot of depth everywhere. So I'm feeling pretty good about it. I welcome Jordan Berry back. I just hope he plays well. I happen to like Mr. Colquitt, the legacy. A second Steeler legacy on the team, so we only have one Steeler legacy right now. But I really like Dustin Colquitt. I guess I wasn't paying attention, and I thought he was playing a whole lot better than a lot of people thought. But Jordan Berry is back, and that's interesting. And I was thinking about this one today. Tony, you're not as familiar with this joke as it would be better with on the Steelers preview. But one of my biggest gaffes ever was not paying attention to what Dave was saying. He asked me a question, and I said, yeah, Seattle has two losses. And so Ollie Howard, species 5618, says, bad, soon Seattle will have two losses. I love it. I also like somebody mentioned that McAfee is a Ric Flair wannabe. That's McAdoo. Tony and I are Ric Flair wannabes.
There are a lot of Ric Flair wannabes in wrestling business and among wrestling fans. It's a great wannabe. It's a great guy to want to emulate.
Yeah, Tony and I used to call ourselves the Heels.
Yeah.
Now Marv calls us the Beastie Boys, but we thought we were the Ric Flair and Arn Anderson here of BTSC. Woo! And Tony's my enforcer there. So let's just say this. Let's quote another professional wrestling legend, Tony, as we get on out of here. First of all, before we do that, the Steelers are 6-0. They are playing Baltimore next week. It's Ravens week. Scratch that. It's Ratbirds week. And I got to tell you, I'm pumped up. This is one of the biggest Ratburg weeks we're ever going to see for a long time that is outside of the playoffs. So let me tell you this, behindthesteelcurtain.com for all of your Pittsburgh Steeler needs. Now look, Jeff Hartman says all the time, it's your one-stop shop. I'm going to go one better. It's your non-stop shop for everything Pittsburgh Steelers, whether it's on the editorial side, whether it's on the podcast side. I got to tell you what we have coming up. On the podcast side, tomorrow morning, we've got Michael Beck and the live mic. Tomorrow night, it's the Scobro Show. There's got to be a press conference tomorrow. Mike Tomlin press conference recap with Jeff Hartman. Then you're going to have another Let's Ride. You're going to have Know Your Enemy. I'm not sure who's going to be on the show for Ravens Week, but that show with Jeffrey Benedict and Michael Beck is absolutely phenomenal. If you didn't catch it last week with the Tennessee Titans guys, those guys are great, and they're the ones that, boy, I didn't realize the Tennessee Titans fans hate the Ratbirds. They called them the Ratbirds. And yeah. They really hate them too. So they're like, hey, look, we respect the Steelers. You might beat us this week. We'll see you in the playoffs. Oh, that's cool. But they also said this. They're like, look, just go beat Baltimore for us. Beat those Ratbirds. They're like, all right, that's what we need to do. But it's going to be a fantastic week. You know there's going to be so much coming out on this game. So you need to be on behindthesteelcurtain.com for all of your needs. And you got to be checking us out on all of the podcast platforms too. Please, we want you to be a part of our Steelers family, and you got to do it. So thank you so much. Tony, take us out, my friend.
Well, to quote the late, great Roddy Piper, just when you think you have all the answers,
we keep changing the questions.
See you next week, everybody.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.